Right now, we urge you to find a quiet place, perhaps get a cup of tea, and we are joined by published authors Steve Bittker and Doug Sovereign to discuss their favorite sports books. I'm going to sit back and let you begin this, Steve.
Okay, Stan, I came up with my top 10. I probably had about 25 sports books I loved, but I narrowed it down to 10. And as I mentioned yesterday, I started off with The Boys of Summer by Roger Kahn about the Brooklyn Dodgers of the 1950s. Fabulous profiles of Jackie Robinson, Pee Wee Reese, Duke Snyder, Ralph Branca, Don Newcomb. And reading the book, you feel like you knew deeply, intimately, each one of these individuals. Fabulous. Number two, Ball Four by Jim Boughton, goes inside, describes what ball players were really like in the 1960s in a way that nobody had ever done before. Number three, Jim Brosnan's two books, The Long Season, written in 59, and Pennant Race, written in 61. He was a relief pitcher. He wrote about the game from a ball player's perspective before Jim Boughton did. Number four, Roger Ailes, any of his many baseball anthologies, fabulous writer from The New Yorker. Number five, You Gotta Have Wa by Robert Whiting, Japanese and American culture contrasts as seen through their national pastimes. Number six, Wait Till Next Year by Doris Kearns Goodwin, about her close relationship with her dad, nurtured by a mutual love of baseball as she was growing up in New York. Number seven, One Pitch Away by Mark Soule, about the 1986 postseason when the Angels were one strike away from winning the ALCS over the Red Sox. The Astros were one strike away from forcing a Game 7 of the NLCS against the Mets, and the Red Sox were one strike away from winning the World Series with two out, the bases empty, and a two-run lead in Game 6, lost that game, lost Game 7, and Doug has been insufferable ever since. Number 8, Moneyball by Michael Lewis. Number 9, Love Me, Hate Me by Jeff Perlman, a 500-page biography of Barry Bonds during which he interviewed 524 people, including Bonds' parents and two other sons, but of course not Barry. And number 10, Loose Balls by Terry Pluto. Inside the ABA, it's red, white, and blue basketball, three-point shots, and amazingly colorful personalities led by Marvin Bad News Barnes. I'm pleased to say I interviewed 9 of these 10 authors.
That's a pretty good list. And, you know, Doug, it'll come as no surprise to you, since Steve and I have carpooled together for over 15 years, that many of the ones I would have listed are on Steve's list. So I'm going to punt to you because I suspect that you have a slightly different take. And, of course, as I mentioned in the introduction, Steve has published a book about the 1958 San Francisco Giants. Doug is a regular writer of short stories and the organizer of a literary salon. See how I say the word salon in the East Bay. And thus, Doug has a certain level of credibility here.
I have some literary credential, although unfortunately our salon is obviously on hold due to the coronavirus. But yeah, I've published, 15 short stories, something like that. That is a phenomenal list, Steve. Really, really good. And of course, I want to point out that One Pitch Away has a very happy ending because the Mets not only came back to beat the Astros, they came back to beat the Red Sox. And that was the last time they won the World Series. I just want to point out, because you said Roger Ailes, and I know you mean Roger Angel. We don't want to mislead our listeners.
Did I say Roger Ailes?
The late Roger Ailes was a great sports writer.
Oh my God.
It's okay.
Oh, well.
But that is a fabulous list, and there's some overlap. So I won't mention ones that I love, like, you know, obviously Boys of Summer, Ball Four that you mentioned. But I have a few others that sometimes people overlook. One is Paper Lion by George Plimpton. Just an incredible book about his experience in training camp with the Detroit Lions. It was one of my favorite books as a kid. It feeds into all of our fantasies of being major league athletes when we know we never could be.
Not to mention Lauren Hutton in the film
version. That's right. She's in the film version. That's right. But the book is wonderful. The Great American Novel. Most of the books you mentioned, of course, are nonfiction. I think they all are, actually. The Great American Novel is a tremendous book by Philip Roth that came out in the early 70s about an imaginary third major league and this mythical baseball team with these crazy characters. It is just incredibly entertaining from start to finish. I've read it many times over the years. I highly recommend it. Summer of 49 is a lesser-known baseball book by David Halberstam, who was a wonderful man. died tragically here in the Bay Area. It's all about the 49 Yankees and Joe DiMaggio and Ted Williams, their rivalry. It's a tremendous book. And growing up a Green Bay Packers fan in Wisconsin, I really worshipped Vince Lombardi, and his autobiography, Run to Daylight, is just fascinating for any true football fan, whether you like the Packers or not. There was another book written maybe 10 years ago all about the Lombardi Packers by David Moranis, a Pulitzer Prize winner, called When Pride Still Mattered, which is also a really, really good choice. And of course, all those great baseball books, anything by Roger Kahn or Roger Angel, and you can't go wrong.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, let me just toss a few more into the heap. And again, I think we're in agreement on some of the classics. Ball Four, of course, you know, you can't leave that one off. Doug, the Philip Roth book led me to remember one that I really loved, which is called The Universal Baseball Association, J. Henry Waugh Proprietor, by Robert Coover. And it's a weird metaphysical book where he basically has his main character has this baseball league that he organizes, but it's all like dice baseball, but then it spills into real life and things get weird, and it's really a beautiful and in some ways kind of disturbing book. Two great books by Bill Veeck, who was, to my mind, the greatest mind ever in baseball. And is that the Sovereign Family in the background there?
Oh, yeah, that's the kids. You know, homeschool has turned into Legoland, essentially, today, and sometimes it's hard to keep them down.
Yeah, keep the shoes on when the Legos are on the hardwood floors. Anyway, Veeck is in wreck, and 30 tons a day. 30 tons a day referring to the amount of horse crap you have to haul away when you run a horse racetrack. And Bill Veeck figured that it wasn't just an expense item anymore. He could make it a revenue item by selling it as blue ribbon fertilizer. That's the key to that book. And then finally, Steve, you'll enjoy this one. John Grisham, one of the great American storytellers, playing for pizza. His character, Rick Dockery, has screwed it up as the third-string quarterback for the Cleveland Browns so badly, and then chased away by a paternity suit and a bunch of other misfortunes, ends up playing football in Italy for the Parma Panthers. And it's
the Browns, of course.
Of course. All right, guys.
I want to throw out one more if I can. Yep. If I Never Get Back, which is falls into the baseball fantasy realm, by Daryl Brock from Berkeley. It came out,
Daryl,
I don't know, 40
Brock
years
is a
ago.
Great writer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's about
Havana,
80 now.
What is it? Havana Heat was his other novel.
Havana Heat. Havana Heat is another great book by him. Tremendous book. And If I Never Get Back is great because it's in the Bay Area, and it's about a journalist from San Francisco who somehow goes back in time, and suddenly he's with the original Cincinnati Red Stockings, and he meets Mark Twain. And so it's a wonderful, wonderful book.
Okay, well, we're all missing opening day. We're all getting through this together. Thanks, gentlemen. Steve Bitker, Doug Sovereign. Again, I sit in awe as the published authors give us their book list. Although I will say that our good friend Andy Dolich, the former marketing director of the Oakland A's, pointed out that in his dystopian future, Steve, he's concerned that 90 days from now we'll be talking about our favorite books about Polo and Bushkazi. if it gets to that, we know we've really rounded a